Hey, podcast listeners, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to listen to this episode. I think you're going to enjoy this one. I really wanted to just take a second and say, hey, if you've gotten anything out of these podcasts or previous podcasts, or if I brought you any value at all through this, it would mean the world to me if you just took a quick screenshot of right now of your podcast screen and posted that on social media or sent that to a friend. I'm just trying to help spread the word a little bit about what we're up to with this podcast. On this episode, we're going to talk about how much of our budget should we allocate towards housing and housing-related costs. Well, hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of the Find Your Money Path Show. On this episode, we're going to cover how much of our budget should be taken up by housing and housing-related costs. In today's world, rent is just continuing to increase. And I actually just saw, I think it was a Zillow report the other day that just said for the first time in a number of years, rents are starting to kind of flatten, meaning they're not continuing to increase year over year. The problem is they've been increasing for years and years and years on end. If you're in a bigger metro area, you might be hit some of the hardest. You know, especially here in Atlanta, I know just anecdotally, when I first started renting right out of school in 2010, rents were, you know, decent. They were around maybe $700, $800, $900 for a studio or a one bedroom. Now, I mean, it's really almost impossible to find anything for, at the very bare minimum, maybe $1,200. And some of you are like, $1,200? Try again. Might be even a little higher than that. And so the thing we have to just realize is, you know, if rent is going to continue to take an increasingly bigger part of our budget, that just means we have less to spend elsewhere, or we just need to sacrifice elsewhere. That's just the reality of this. We only have 100% of our income to spend. We can't just pull more out of thin air unless all of a sudden we can make more money. So let's dig into the different line items that I account for in this section of the budget. And again, if you want to see a copy of the budget that I'm referring to, you can go to findyourmoneypath.com/blog and look for any of these how to budget for episodes. And just open up any of the blog posts and you'll be able to download a version of this budget sheet. So the different line items that I include here are mortgage and rent. And what we want to look at for there is how much is our, you know, if we own our home, we want to know how much that asset is worth, how much that balance is left on that loan, the interest rate on the loan, and the monthly budget. So how much do you pay, you know, how much is your mortgage that month? If it's just rent, then all you got to do is worry about how much you pay that month. Next, we have home and renter's insurance. Next, we have utilities, furnishings, maintenance and cleaning, pest control and lawn care, and homeowner's dues. These are going to cover a good chunk of any expense that's going to be housing related. Okay, so what's a good rule of thumb as to how much of your gross income, that's before taxes, how much of that should go towards housing and housing related costs? A typical rule of thumb in the industry is between 25 and 30% of your income, and that's gross income before taxes. Now, you can probably flex it up to maybe 35% if you include some maintenance things, like if you're saving up for a big repair that needs to be done, it might be able to go to 35%. The problem is, again, anytime you take another 5% and put it in the housing bucket, you've got to take 5% elsewhere in the budget. That 5% might come from savings. That 5% might come from entertainment. It might come from groceries. It's got to come from somewhere. So again, anytime we pull money and we go higher than 25 or 30% in this area, we're pulling it from somewhere else. And look, if you're significantly above that, that might mean, hey, this is time to just try to figure out another solution. And yes, easier said than done, right? One of the most effective ways to do this is to obviously find a roommate. You know, I get it if you're a single mom or you've got pets, or you know, you're recently divorced, you might not want to enter into a roommate situation. The bottom line is though, that's going to be by far the most effective way to reduce this as a percentage of your budget. If you're, you know, upwards around 40, 50% of your budget, that's where I start to see things get really, really tough for people to manage the rest of their budget if they're around 40 or 50% of their income going towards housing related costs. Let's keep going down line items here. I know I kind of listed out the line items before, but I want to kind of touch on each one and just give a quick thought on them. So I already kind of covered mortgage and rent. So the next line item would be home/renter's insurance. So if you're paying renter's insurance, sometimes this is included in your auto insurance bill. A lot of times insurance companies will just pay, you just pay for this once a year. And it's typically, it might be around a couple $100s, you know, that can you give, you'll give or take maybe $100 in either direction on that. But that's typically what the range is going to be. If you have a mortgage, that homeowner's insurance might already be, and it's likely already rolled into your mortgage payment. The next line item is utilities. So in that, what people often want to include is like cable, cell phone, things like that. Internet, I actually don't include that in here. I include that in a separate section of the budget. So when we talk utilities, I'm talking like gas, electric, water, sewage. Maybe you can include like home security in there, those sorts of things. The way I think about it is those are non-entertainment related expenses. And so we group internet and cable and things like that, and you know, Hulu, Netflix, we group that into another entertainment category later on. Home furnishings. This is one that can really sneak up on people. This can include maybe a bed, or maybe you're saving for a new coffee table or a new dresser. You know, if you have a goal in the next however many months to start, you know, to buy one of those things, it might not be a bad idea to calculate out, hey, how much are those things going to cost? And let's divide by 12, or let's divide by 24 months, or however long you want, you know, you think you're going to purchase that item, and just start saving now and start putting some money in every single budget aside so that you're saving that money. Otherwise, what happens is when you go to buy that item, you know, you're just pulling out of the savings bucket that we just talked about a couple episodes ago. You're just pulling out of that. So if you can build your budget so that you're saving up for these items that happen and that are larger purchases, you're just going to be able to keep that money that you've been worked so hard to save up already. And, you know, another thing is, even if you don't plan on purchasing anything, you know, any major furnishings in the next, you know, year or two, the reality is at some point down the road, you're going to need a new couch, you're going to need a new washer and dryer, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not a bad rule of thumb just to put some money aside every single month. And then when that thing breaks, you've already got the money set aside for it. The next line item is maintenance and cleaning. So some of you might have like a maid that comes in once a week or every couple of weeks. This is where that will go. Maintenance, I'm thinking of things like, hey, we're going to get the gutters cleaned. We're going to get our ducts cleaned. We're going to get our carpet cleaned, things like that. We're going to, you know, we're going to have a plumber come out. We're going to have our AC looked at. It's a good rule of thumb for this category to just think through those items. And maybe think about, okay, what are the items in my house that I'm going to need to have maintenance on in the next, let's just say 5 years. You likely have some things you're going to do annually, like AC checkup and things like that, maybe a plumbing checkup, and then duct cleaning you might do every few years. Think of those items, and then again, just divide by however long it's going to, you know, however long it's going to be until you have to pay for that item, and then just start putting that money into your budget. Because again, when you can save up for those items as you go along the way, you're not going to have to dip into savings later on. And that just helps you feel like, hey, I'm actually sticking to this budget thing. It's actually working. Next is pest control and lawn care. That's pretty self-explanatory. That's just where those expenses go. And then last but not least is my least favorite, homeowners dues. If you're in a condo like myself, you know sometimes the pain of homeowners dues. But you know, that's just something that we've got to include in our housing budget. And if you are, you know, a homeowner and you have homeowner's dues, but they're like once a year, again, it's not a bad idea to put it in here. You know, let's say it's $250 a year, you might put $20 a month, you know, to aside so that you're saving up for that. And that's, you know, that's a small example. And that, you know, generally $250 isn't going to throw your budget completely off if you don't put $20 aside every month. But again, the more that we can think about these long-term items, which typically housing, a lot of housing items fall under that, longer-term expenses, the more we can just be diligent in each month and set money aside for that, the better it makes our lives and the easier it makes it to handle money 12 months in the future, 24 months in the future, because guess what? You've already got this money built up. And there's no stress when that thing breaks or that bill comes due. You've got the money in the bank and all you got to do is pay it. Well, hey, I hope this episode was helpful for you today. If you are someone or you know of someone who is really struggling with high rent and that's or a high mortgage payment and that's really causing some stress on your financial situation, please reach out to me. contact at findyourmoneypath.com, or you can text 404-832-0556. I would love to just talk with you and see if there's any way that we can help figure that out so that you can help make progress on other goals like paying down debt or building up your emergency fund.